Three. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back. Okay, so we're going to do a very, very quick recap. We're in the middle of talking about the seven necessities that you need in order to trust in someone. So the first one we said was someone has to be, this was last year. So just to catch you up, we're going to redo it again in the third parak. But the first one, if you want to trust someone, that person has to be loving and has to be kind. The second one we said was that person cannot get lazy or cannot forget, right? You can't trust in someone if he's Dory, right? You can't trust Dory. Dory's going to forget what you want 2 minutes later. The third one we said is that person has to be strong, right? That person has to be able to do what you ask of him and that no one can stop him, right? If you ask of me something, but you know, someone else could just, you know, shut you down, right? Like you ask a Congress member, right, to do something for you, but whoever's on top of him, the president, could shut him down. You can't really trust a Congress member. The fourth one we said was that nothing could be hidden from this person, right? He has to know everything. If you're going to trust in someone to really do what's good for you, he has to know every last thing about you, right? Like when we daven, we call it avodah shebelev, right? A service of the heart. And one of the reasons why we call that is because sometimes we daven for things and it doesn't get, you know, answered. We think Hashem says no, but avodah shebelev is really Hashem knows what's in your heart, right? So a kid asks for a bike or a scooter. He doesn't want the bike or the scooter. He wants the happiness that the bike or the scooter is going to provide. Hashem knows that, unfortunately, like we just had over here, Shua's not here in the moment, but, right, you get a scooter, sometimes you get into a crash and you hurt yourself, right? Hashem knows bad things are going to happen to you. You're diving for a business deal, right? You think you want, what you want is a successful deal with this man, with this relationship. Hashem knows maybe what you really want is the money or the success. Hashem will give it to you in a better route, a better way. We're up to the fifth one. The fifth one is that this person that you trust has to have been there at all times. Ben Franklin famously says, there's only two certain things in life, death and taxes. So I asked ChatGPT, is there anything in the world that's with you from birth until death? So ChatGPT answered, yes. Your body, right? So I said, okay, besides your body. So he goes, yeah, your conscious or your perspective or your past. I'm like, okay, it has to be physical. So then it starts saying, oh, your DNA or your scars from birth or something. It's like, okay, physical, but it has nothing to do with biology. You know what ChatGPT's answer was? Nothing. There's nothing in the world that exists from the time that you've been born till the time you pass away, except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He writes, this person has to be there when you were conceived, when you were developing, when you were a little baby, when you were a young child, when you were a teenager, when you're middle-aged, and when you're old. When you believe this, and it's clear to you that this person has always been there, then and you rely on that. Why? Because this person has been there in the past. That's the key words. From all the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu or this person has done for you in the past, therefore you could trust on this person. And that's the core of all bitachon, right? Bitachon has two points. There's two benefits from bitachon, right, to remember. One, you get to live a life of menucha, of relaxation, of not worrying so much because you know that this person has been involved in your life from day one and he'll always be involved in your daily life. And two is that you could have influence in your life. You want something? Bitachon is your way, is your method, is your prosdor, your vestibule to get that what you want. Why? Because you're trusting in Hashem. You're not trusting that Hashem's just going to give you whatever you want, that Hashem's going to give you the bike, going to give you the parnasadil. You're trusting, because maybe you don't deserve it. What are you trusting? You're trusting in Hashem's kindness. If you realize that Hashem's been there for A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, L, M, L, P, Q, R, S, T, V, W, and X, you can have what to rely on to trust Him that He'll be there for you for Z too. And that's the goal of bitachon, to be able to rely and recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, and therefore get more of what we want in this world and go closer to Him.